Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card on Star 99.9.
Let's check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Kind of struggling today, but what else is new?
You and me both.
Speaking of struggling.
Thanks so much.
Because Raven's already complaining about picking out the Christmas tree this weekend.
I'm not complaining. That is not the proper term for what's going on this weekend.
Okay.
I was discussing the fact that we were going to get the tree coming up this weekend and that it's a big to-do. Anna buys her tree from a parking lot.
I do.
Some people do that.
Right.
We don't do that.
Exactly.
Right.
So he says that it takes you forever to pick the trees and you reject the first 47 out of principle. Is that true or false?
I reject them because they're not right. You got to find the right tree.
The first one she doesn't even look at. She literally rolls her eyes and looks away at another field. Like, seriously.
Because it's usually like a Charlie Brown tree.
Usually. Right. But I mean, it's not every time. It's not always going to be a bad tree. I mean, we've been together a long time now. I know what you're looking for in a tree.
Right.
Yeah, so you'd think you'd point at different kinds of trees, but you don't.
You should just point over the hills and be like, no, we need to travel a half a mile this way before we start pointing at trees.
She'd take me up on it. So there'd be no benefit for me in that whatsoever. The only benefit I get started last year is I get to bring the dog.
Oh.
So the dog takes my mind off the nonsense that's going on with the tree selection.
The nonsense. It's a whole family outing. We go with my mom and my brothers, and it's fun. Barkley wears his Christmas sweater. Hmm. And he's just 5 minutes in. He's like, let's get this tree and leave.
No, I'm just focused on the job at hand is let's find a good tree. Instead, what she's doing, it's like the Congressional Congress of tree selection. We get the tree. We point to a tree, and then 11 people spout off and talk about the tree and whether or not the tree is going to work in the house.
Sounds lovely.
Right.
We have to have a certain kind of tree, and we have limited space. So
I get that.
Gonna have to suck it up and deal with it.
So everything in general has been positive this past week, right?
Yeah, and Anna, 2 weeks ago, guess what I got?
What?
I got flowers at work.
Get out of here!
I did.
I told her Ed from production sent them.
That.
I don't know. I didn't know I was supposed to tell you.
No, but we had talked about it and how you had never done it and that you actually listened to what we said and went and did that. It's a big deal.
Well, I did it. It got done.
Oh, that's really great. Were you excited, Alicia?
I really was. And, you know, he texted me for the website that I order from and said that Ed in production needed to send flowers. And I honestly thought nothing of it because in 8.5 years, I've never gotten flowers. So I really thought it was Ed in production being a nice guy.
The funny part is right now, Ed's wife, Trish, is probably listening. And she's like, I've never gotten flowers
right.
in my life.
Where are my flowers now? This is going to be a big problem. You know, I had to text her because I had to get the coupon code from her.
Right.
I knew that it was out there, and if I had ordered the flowers and sent them from somebody else, she's as crazy about coupons as you are, she would have said, these are beautiful, I love them, but you could have saved $15 if you went to this place.
No, I would never say that about getting flowers. First time in 8.5 years, you could spend whatever you want.
Yeah, there you go. So all this is good news this week. What do you give him as his grade?
I give him an A, Anna.
Yay! Let's celebrate. Congratulations,
Raven. A man climbs once again to the summit of the mountain, to the peaks of the area, to show everybody he is indeed king of his castle.
Just make sure those dishes are done when I get home.